May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. One of my favorite places in the scripture that says so much. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. And when he saw the multitudes, he went on up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." We've commented on this verse for you CTKers a lot. It's the first beatitude, and the Sermon on the Mount is all about citizenship in the kingdom of heaven. And when he says, "For yours is the kingdom of heaven," that's a incredible statement. The kingdom of heaven and our experience of that reign, that rule of Jesus, his kingdom, incorporates all the things we long for. Intimacy, signs and wonders, anointing, all the things. The kingdom of heaven is different, other than the kingdoms of this world. That's again why I love C.S. Lewis's book about Narnia, because it's his explanation in sort of fantasy language to describe how different the kingdom of heaven reality is than the kingdoms of this earth that's affected by the fall. And he says, "Blessed are the poor." And the word "blessed" there is an amazing word. It's the strongest word that can be used in the Greek language, which the New Testament is in, for the highest level of being blessed and being empowered, being released in blessing and empowerment. And he uses that word. It can be translated happy, but it's happiness at the highest possible level. It was actually the word that was used in the Greek culture for the gods and the kind of happiness and blessing and empowerment the gods had. And so he said, happy at the highest level, blessed. If you want to live a blessed life, it starts here. It's the first beatitude. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, to our culture, most of people in our culture, and having been to the third world countries a number of times in my life, there are people in this country who are very poor. But even the poverty in this country is incomparable to the poverty in places like Africa. In Rwanda and Burundi, people make $25 a month. That's their average income. That's really, really, really poor. It's less than a dollar a day. And yet we see more things happen. We see more manifestations of the kingdom in those environments than we do anywhere else. The more affluent the society is, the wealthier, the more stuff, the more expectation of stuff in society, so especially in the West, the less things we see in manifestations of the kingdom. Because to be poor is to be needy. And again, that word poor is the strongest word for desperately poor. And to be desperately needy. And he says, but it's the desperately poor and the desperately needy that experience the reality of the kingdom. You see, when you're content, when you have other options, when you feel, when you're grasping for the things of the world and the affluence of the world, when you feel sufficient or satisfied, then you're not desperate for God. And in third world countries, those people are desperate for God. And notice when he says that, he didn't just say, "Blessed are the poor." He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Even the richest people in the world can be desperate for God. The poor, physically poor, are naturally more vulnerable and more desperate for something to happen in their life. I tell this story all the time. When I taught a Bible study at UAB in Birmingham for years, also take college students down there to lead students to Christ every Friday. I did a Bible study in a large room on Friday nights. And when we would go down there, the students were all intelligent, they're all in college, their intellect is not an issue. But the people who come from a minority culture in this were the ones, if we led 10 people to Christ, 9 of them were from a minority. It wasn't because they weren't as educated, therefore they were simple thinking. They were all going to college. But just by the very fact they had grown up in an environment that wasn't content, that didn't have everything, that felt like they were on the outside looking in, there was an immediate desperation. There was a thing in them, built inside of them, for change, for something good to happen, for hope. It was always amazing to me. When you go into a place in America where the people were in the poorest environments, you'll see more people get healed, more people get set free, because there's a place where they're looking to God, they're looking to something. But the more affluent we are, the more content we are. Blessed are the desperate, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The gospel reading that Father Craig read fits that. Because you see, the one, the king, who was giving a wedding for his son, he invited people to come. He was desperate for people to come. And the people that were casual about the invitation, they didn't show up. They didn't receive all that was in the banquet, the wedding feast. And so he sent his servants out into the highways and the byways looking for the desperate, for the poor, for the outcast, for the needy, for the utterly dependent. And they're the ones who came. And they came dressed in wedding clothes. Evidently, they gave them wedding clothes to wear. They were ready. One showed up, but he wasn't very ready. You know why he wasn't very ready? He wasn't very desperate. He wasn't anticipating. And he got sent out. Now, here's the issue. Desperation starts with God. He was desperate for people to come and be blessed in that wedding feast. The ones who weren't didn't come. He went desperate looking for, it says, the evil and the good, highways, byways, the people we might not would think. He wanted them to come because the one qualification was to be desperate. And so be so desperate, show up ready, because you're coming to a king's wedding, a prince's wedding, and therefore you're going to get blessed. When we talk about that a lot, blessed are the poor in spirit, about being desperate, understand desperation starts in the heart of God. He's desperately searching for anyone who's needy enough, who's desperate enough for him to bring them in, because he knows they'll be ready. When we go to Africa and people come, they'll wait in line all day long. They'll walk for days. And I'm telling you, when they show up, they're ready. They so anticipate, they're dressed in readiness. Because they're not just desperate, they believe that when they get there, something's going to happen to them. That's what God's looking for in us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.